The Braisa on Perek Kinyan Torah lists 48 kinyanim, 48 ways that Torah is best acquired. And one of them is lo megis libo b'talmudo, that a person shouldn't be arrogant in his Torah study. It's interesting to consider the fact that one of them on the list is also anava. What is the difference between humility and not being haughty with one's Torah study? I'm not actually sure. But it's certainly a theme throughout Pirkei Avos and throughout the writings of Chazal, the importance of one acting with humility in the context of Torah, and how important, how critical it is for a person to be humble in order to be successful in Torah. It's not by chance, and the Kuznetzer Magid, in his Sefer Avodas Yisrael, in his section on Pirkei Avos, points this out. It's not by chance that Moshe Rabbeinu is both the wisest of all men, has the greatest access to Torah, was zocha to encounters with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah in ways that no one else was able to experience. And at the same time, he's described as Anav Ma'od, as the most humble of people. And the Kuznetzer Magid points out that that's not surprising to us at all. Because as one grows in their knowledge of Torah, one should not become more confident or haughty, God forbid, but one should experience what he calls here, he's makir romamus haborius barach. He recognizes the greatness of Hashem, umameila balo levusha anava. And therefore, immediately, he is girded in anava. Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah on Har Sinai. Moshe did not get the Torah from Har Sinai. But many, many svarim explain, and it runs the gamut, everything from Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his Ruach Chaim to the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in his Perash on Chumash. Everyone explains the Kedusha Slevi and so many others that Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Moshe got the Torah from the fact that he was like Sinai, from the fact that he lived a life of utter humility. Rav Chaim Vital wonders in his Shari Kedusha, why is it that we don't find midos listed as mitzvos in the Torah? It's surprising to us. There are certain, obviously, character traits that shine through, but in terms of mitzvos, we don't find that there are many midos that are specifically spelled out as mitzvos in the Torah. And of course, he famously answers in the way of Chazal that in a sense, derech eretz kadma l'Torah, that character development is a prerequisite for Torah, and one can't even begin the process of Torah without developing one's midos, one's good character. But there's a remarkable idea that's found in the writings of the Smag, from Moshe ben Yaakov Mikutzi, from the 1200s, the Sefer Mitzvos Gadol. He put together, as many of the Rishonim did, a list of the 613 mitzvos. And when he finished writing his 613 mitzvos, he had a dream. We know this not from secondhand sources. We know this because he records it in Mitzvos Lo Sasei Samach Dalet. He says, when I finished, Kishigati Lahashlim Adkan Halavin, when I was putting together the list of the 365 Lo Sasei of the Torah, it was revealed to me, B'chalom, B'maris Halayla, Hine Shachachta Es Ha'ikar. You forgot the main thing. And he was reminded in his dream of the Pasuk, Ki Shomer Lecha, be so careful not to forget Hashem, which the Torah tells us in the context of what? In the context of a person, V'ram Levalecha, a person will be haughty in his heart, and he'll come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes the Gemara in Sota on Daf Hayam at Aleph, where the Gemara seems to say explicitly, Azhara legase haruach minayin. Where is there a scriptural source for not being a Baal Gaiva? It's one of the 613 mitzvos. And it quotes that pasuk, V'ram levavecha, that a person will have a haughtiness in his heart, v'shachachta sasham, and will come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Smag says he reworked his 613 mitzvos to include this prohibition of being a Baal Gaiva as one of the 613 mitzvos. What's so fascinating is perhaps we can explain, and this is not my own suggestion, I've seen it in Svarim, that perhaps that's the answer, in a sense, to Rav Chaim Vital's question. Why are midos not counted as mitzvos of the Torah? The answer is, well, there is one that certainly is, at least according to the Smag, and that is the prohibition of being a Baal Gaiva. And when a person has that in place, and that's why Pirkei Avos emphasizes it time and again, that's why the sources that inspire us to study Torah properly remind us how important it is not to be a Baal Gaiva. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of our teachers, Moshe Rabbeinu, is the one who is described in the Torah as Anav Ma'od. Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai from the fact that he had the humility of Har Sinai. Once we establish that one of the 613 mitzvahs is, in fact, the prohibition not to be a Baal Gaiva, all of the other midos, all of the other character traits that are expected of a Ben Torah fall into place. They're all subcategories of that overarching principle of live a life of humility. The more you study Torah, the more humble one should be before Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to acquire this midah along with all of the 48 Kinyanei Torah, and in doing so prepare ourselves once again for Kabbalah HaTorah this Shavuos.